Hi, this is Suzanne Williams with Essential Oils, Health Matters, and Living the Wholesome Life. Welcome to our Good Vibrations podcast about essential oils, positive affirmations, music therapy, and all things wholesome. We hope you will find this a positive place to come and relax as together we explore ideas that can help create good vibrations. Hi, this is Suzanne Williams with Essential Oils, Health Matters, and Living the Wholesome Life. And we are on week 20, day 5 of our positive, peaceful affirmations that we are doing every day, Monday through Friday. We are following Dr. Susan Lawton's Positive Peaceful Growth Calendar that you can get at Aroma Tools or Oil Life. I would absolutely suggest buying it if you love positive affirmations and music therapy and essential oils, aromatherapy. You're going to love the perfect combination of all of those. And there's way more in this that in her book. So definitely you're going to, anyway, I would highly recommend it. Okay, so the affirmation for this week is, I am very excited about new vegetables. I hope that, I know we all have super busy lives. I think that's one of the badges that we kind of wear with honor in America. We're so busy, right? In some of the Asian cultures, they're a little bit different. They value the time for meditation, the time for peace. And so they might say, instead of how are you? Oh, I'm so busy, like so many Americans might say. And I'm not an expert on Asian culture. I'm just telling you what I've heard is that if you ask an Asian, how are you doing? They might go to, oh, I had time to meditate today, or I had time to be at peace today, because that seems to be a little bit more what they praise. Anyway, and again, could be wrong, not an expert on Asian culture. Just kind of love learning about it. Okay. So, anyway, I hope that you've had time to go get some vegetables that maybe you haven't tried lately and to incorporate them. I know that can be very hard, but maybe on your next, if you haven't done it yet, maybe on your next trip to the supermarket, just try to get a few more veggies, a few different veggies, and incorporate them into your life. I think you're going to feel better about yourself and how we are nurturing ourselves and nurturing our family when we incorporate vegetables more. Okay, that said, the affirmation for today is, I am listening to my body for what is best for me. So I'm going to repeat that one more time. I am listening to my body for what is best for me. Now, when I think we take that meditative time, I think that kind of what we feel almost comes from God. That when we take the time to be quiet, wait, and pray, and, hey, God, what is best for me nutritionally? Will you help me be sensitive to what is good for my body and what might be good for other people's bodies but really isn't good for my body? So I know that there are many people who are super good at noticing what their body likes and doesn't like. I feel like my daughter-in-law, Asia, who's married to my son, Hunter, she is so good at saying, you know what, my body doesn't really like that. My body really likes this, but my body really doesn't like that. Or, you know what, right now, my body doesn't kind of want that. And I love that she seems to be so good at noticing what her body wants and doesn't want, what her body needs and doesn't need. And I think that as we pay attention to our bodies too, we can sense what our bodies need. As you know me, so I'm gonna kind of do a little twist on this one too, and not only paying attention to our body, on what is best for me. And part of that paying attention to our body might be paying attention to Is it time to rest? Is it time to sleep? Is it time to exercise? Have I been sitting in this chair too long at my desk doing my work? Is it time to get up and walk around the office for, you know, just a quick minute? Or do 15 jumping jacks? You know, I don't even know. Would that work in your work community? What would that do? Would it kind of spike people maybe doing that a little bit more? Maybe you could be the trendsetter of exercise in your work area. I don't know. Anyway. But as we're thinking and listening to our body on what our body needs, our body might need sleep. Our body might need more water. Our body might need better food. Our body might need, just any number of things. Okay. And then as we're listening to our body, maybe we can listen to, hey, what do I need to change in my life too? Maybe it doesn't have anything to do with my physical life. Maybe what I need to change is how many activities I'm doing. Maybe I need to reevaluate. Maybe just put all the activities that we do on a daily basis on a page and saying, does this activity still serve me? Or does the time I spend on this activity serve me and my family? And then do that for the rest of our children. Maybe we are over scheduling our children. Maybe we are under scheduling them. Maybe they need something, an outlet, a creative outlet to be a little bit more happy. But I do think as we take the time to listen, we will know. Okay. I'm reminded of, I don't know, something I heard somewhere, that as we put God first, the things that we don't really need in our life fall away. So taking the time to pray, taking the time to read our scriptures with ourselves, with our spouses, with our families, right? Family, prayer, night and morning. Oh, there's been so much talk on how, especially in these times, family prayer night and morning is needed. And family scripture study, however you do that. We've kind of paired our family scripture study. Everyone has a day of the week where they cook. And we kind of pair, and we have enough people, well, I guess 6 people at home now. But so we kind of rotate that, and we kind of pair our the person whose day it is with a massage at family scripture time. And so we try to study our scriptures for 30 minutes, and 25 of that is like scripture reading and discussion, and then 5 minutes of that is like just meditating on what we've learned and journaling about some of the concepts and the ideas that have flowed into our brain during scripture study, even if it has nothing to do with the scriptures. Just like, what was I inspired to do from scripture study, or what have I learned? So we're doing a 25-minute study and discussion, and then a 5-minute like meditation and writing and journaling. Anyway, for that 25-minute discussion, we've also kind of paired that with a massage for a person in our family. And kind of what we like to do with scripture study is we kind of read a column at a time. And so someone's reading a column, and while someone else is being massaged, whoever's day it is to get the massage, and then every column we switch on who is giving the massage. So it kind of turns out to be like between 3 and 5 minutes per massager, which is pretty easy for all of us to do. Doesn't really wear out anyone to give the massage, and it just feels great to the person who's getting the massage. But the one key thing with that too that I've seen is that when we say, okay, scripture time is 25 minutes and it's being paired with massage, like no one in the family wants to cut it short. Like no one in the family wants to cut it short, because everyone wants their full massage. So they kind of want the full 25 minutes of scripture study and discussion going on around them as they're kind of getting a massage on that day. Anyway, I would love to hear how you do your family scripture study. What has worked for you? or what has worked with just that downtime, that meditation time, maybe prayer time. How do you make sure you get your morning and evening prayers in, or even like if you're married, your couple prayer in with your spouse? How do you make sure that happens? We would love to know. But I really do feel like as we put God first, He lets us know what we can let go in our life, what really isn't important, what really isn't serving us well. And so we, as we follow the inspiration that we get from Him, we live happier lives. Okay, so that's the affirmation for today. I am listening to my body for what is best to me, and I would pair with that definitely. I am listening to God, praying to God, to find and listening and doing. Right? We just don't want to hear the voice of God. We want to do it. So praying to know what's best for us, listening, and then going about and doing it. Okay. So the song that we've been praying for the whole week as we're trying to nurture ourselves better and our family better when it comes to veggies is Shower the People You Love with Love. It is just a song that, you know what, we want to be nurturing other people. We want to be loving on other people and ourselves. So we're going to shower the people we love with love. And that includes ourselves and everyone in our circle, right? Just leading with love, showering over, well, like not like watering a plant until it's like dead, right? But can anyone have too much love? I don't know. I don't think a person can have too much love. Not if we're really trying to love them on the way where they feel love. I don't know that anyone can have enough love. Anyway, so that's why we're going to shower everyone with the love that they need and we need to feel, for them to feel good about themselves and for us to feel good about ourselves. Okay, so you know that we have a diffuser blend every week. This week, we've been diffusing 2 drops of rosemary, which is the oil of knowledge and transition, 2 drops of fennel, which is the oil of responsibility. If you have teenagers, you're going to love that oil. And 2 drops, not saying that teenagers are the only ones that kind of push responsibility off. I am so sorry if that came across that way. Teenagers are definitely not the only ones that can push off what they should take as responsibility to others. In fact, there's so many teenagers that are amazing with accepting responsibility and running with it. Anyway, so please forgive me for if I did not mean to slight teenagers. Anyway, and then 2 drops of lemon, which is the oil of focus. So on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we talked about individually about each of those oils, what they do for us emotionally. Friday is physical Friday. We are going in we're just going to be, don't know whether we're kind of skimming the surface or going in depth. I can't say that we're going in depth because there are so many things that these essential oils help with physically. And there's just absolutely no way I could name them all. There's no way I could begin to name them all. But that said, I just wanted to say that we are going to be going into a few at least of the health benefits of the different essential oils in our blend. So the first essential oil in our blend is rosemary. So rosemary is so good for memory, so good for helping us learn. It is also analgesic, which means that it's going to be great for headaches. It's going to be great for arthritis. It's going to be great in massage blends for sore muscles, aches, and pains. In the cardiovascular system, it can help with arteriosclerosis, I don't know if I said that right, palpitations, poor circulation, and low blood pressure. And it's amazing for our skin and our hair, our nails. It can, putting it in a drop or two in your shampoo can help stimulate a healthy scalp and hair growth. And it's also very, very good in respiratory blends. So I wanted to tell you some research that I found on research studies that I found done around the world on rosemary. Caleb, can you grab me that card right there? Just that index card that's right there on the desk. Thank you so much. Okay, So just to let you know, there are over 130 studies on rosemary on a site that I love to go to, which is called aromaticscience.com. And I've gotten you three of the studies that I found personally interesting, but they're, anyway, go. If you've never been to the site, go and look at the different essential oils and what is good for them. But okay, this week we're studying rosemary. So this is what it said. They did in 2017 in the Pathophysiology Journal. It studied rosemary and how it could help with diabetes. And it found that it significantly corrected some factors that I can't even pronounce. So I'm sorry, you're just going to have to go look up that one. I will try to put it into the comments for you. But if you have diabetes, rosemary can help. The next one that it did is it helped to alleviate fatigue induced by exercise. And what they did is they basically, okay, I don't know how humane this was. Okay, I'm not gonna go into how humane this was. And we can all have our thoughts on this, but basically what they did is they took a group of rats and they had them swim until they were just absolutely just couldn't swim anymore. And then they divided the rats into three groups. And the first group had no essential oils that was given it. The second group had peppermint only given it. And the third group had orange essential oil, peppermint, rosemary, and clove essential oil, like that mix. And basically what they were doing, they didn't like ingest them, but what they did is they diffused them. And what they found was significant changes that it significantly lowered the fatigue afterward. And what was lowered the most was not just the peppermint oil, but the combination of the sweet orange peppermint, rosemary, and clove. So if you get exhausted after exercising, and many of us do, right? It can be energizing, but it can be exhausting too, right? So using essential oils, an essential oil blend with the rosemary, again, that's orange, peppermint, rosemary, and clove. Using that can help alleviate the fatigue that's brought on by exercise. Oh, and that journal was... it was from a study from 2017 in the journal Evidence-Based Complementary and Alternative Medicine. Okay. And the third essential oil study that I found on rosemary was done in 2019. And it's from the journal Artificial Cells, Nanomedicine, and Biotechnology. And the study basically found that rosemary essential oil accelerated infected wound healing when it was applied topically. So anyway, you can look up that study too. So here are some other things that we know about rosemary essential oil. I'll put those down so I don't lose them or drop them. Okay, and I'm turning right now to the book, Advanced Oil Magic. It's one of my favorite books on just to have like a kind of a comprehensive look on how to use essential oils, both physically and emotionally, but it's mostly physically. So the main properties of rosemary is that it's antimicrobial, it's a decongestive, it's a depurative. I had to look that up. That means it purifies the blood. It's restorative and it's a stimulant. So if you have a chronic cough, you can apply 2 drops over the lung reflexology points are diluted over the chest. And what I would do if you're going to dilute it is I would probably get like a tablespoon of fractionated coconut oil, olive oil, whatever you have. Put in like 3 to 5 drops of the rosemary essential oil and put that on your chest. Okay. So it's great for mental or adrenal fatigue, just diffusing it, even putting 1 to 2 drops in your hand, rubbing them together, and then just smelling them would be amazing. Amazing for when we get tired in the afternoon. Something to try. right? Better than coffee. Okay, so it can help with focus and memory issues. You can apply a drop over your forehead. Again, you might want to dilute it. Some people don't like to. It's just up to you. Or you can diffuse it. I probably diffuse it if I'm trying to become a little bit mentally more using it for memory issues and focus. I'd probably be diffusing it. It can, again, help with colds and flu. I would do the same thing. I would put like a tablespoon of coconut oil, fractionate, or olive oil. You could use almond oil. It doesn't really matter. And then just put 3 to 5 drops of rosemary, put it over your chest, that can, or on your feet. If you're using it for colds and flu, definitely be putting it on your feet, and then putting socks on. It can help with low blood pressure. For that, you're going to want to massage the carrier oil massage. I just do that same blend, 3 to 5 drops in a tablespoon of coconut oil or olive oil, and just massage that onto your legs and the bottom of your feet. It can really help with jet lag because it can wake people up. It has that ability to just kind of, bring you back to alertness. And so it's great if you have jet lag after flying. I would just diffuse it, put a drop or two in your hand, rub them together, smell it. You can also put that on your temples. And so here's some other things I love that rosemary can help with. Alcohol addiction. That's an important one. So many people in life suffer with that. We've mentioned arthritis. Helps with cellulite. It can help with constipation. We mentioned headaches. It can help with, so many other things. Grab the book. You're going to want to see and know what all rosemary can help with. Okay, so the next essential oil that we're going to be studying is fennel essential oil. And as I'm moving from one side to the other, essential oil, two main health benefits that I want to talk to you about today is it is so good with digestion. Have you ever been to like those Indian restaurants and they just like to have those fennel seeds as you're checking out because they are so good to help with digestion? The other thing, amazing gift of other amazing physical gift of fennel is that it's really good about helping to balance out hormones and helping to bring those back more to a healthy level. So, here are some things, some studies that I found about fennel. I'm loving them. Okay, so here's a 2017 study out of the journal Anti-Cancer Agents in Medicinal Chemistry. Okay. Anyway, basically what it says was, it was talking about prostate cancer, how it is, the mortality from prostate cancer is increasing at an alarming rate, and how that fennel essential oil can inhibit the proliferation of human prostate cancer cells and induce cell cycle arrest and apoptosis, which means that it can slow it down, slow down that cancer growth, right? And it can help with death of cancer cells. Okay. So, again, that's a 2017 study. I would definitely highly recommend looking at that. I'll try to put it into the notes. Here is one. One about how fennel essential oil can help with acute lung injury. And, again, this is a study on rats, mice this time. It's a study on rice. It actually induced acute lung injury into the mice, and then they treated it with fennel essential oil, and with very good results, a healing effect on diseases that are inflammatory. So, hold on. Did I tell you where that was from? I don't think I did. So, that was actually a 2018 study, from Molecular Medicine Reports. Okay, and then the third one that I got was actually a study of turmeric and fennel. And this is a 2018 study from the Annals of Gastroenterology. Got it. Okay, so it basically what it found is that that turmeric and fennel essential oil could really, really help people who had irritable bowel syndrome. And I know there's so many people that suffer with irritable bowel syndrome, and so they don't even want to go out of their house, right? Because they don't know when things are going to hit. And so turmeric, fennel, look at the study if that's something that you're concerned about or your loved ones are concerned about. It can really, really help. Okay, so wanted to tell you a little bit more about fennel essential oil. Hold on. I'm just trying to keep all my research organized while I'm doing the shout out. Okay, so fennel essential oil. It is a carminative. Oh, I should have looked that up. I think that means that it helps to relieve flatulence. Someone correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure. And it's a depurative. Again, it's a blood purifier. It's a stomachic, which means that it can help induce appetite, but it can also help us digest our foods. And I know I say this so many times, but we are not what we eat. We are what we digest, right? So there's a really good reason why they put essential oil seeds by checkout counters in Indian restaurants, right? Anyway, so top uses. Flatulence. You can just rub 1 to 2 drops of fennel essential oil over your stomach, or you can drink it with water. Halo, would you grab me the fennel essential oil, please? If you have a low milk supply, you can massage a drop. I would just put 1 drop into a teaspoon of fractionated coconut oil or olive oil, and then you can just rub that around your breast and to help increase milk supply. If you have digestive disorders, and we've talked about some, like that irritable bowel syndrome, thank you so much. And you can put it in your water, or you can do 1 to 2 drops in a capsule. If you are suffering with nausea, 1 to 2 drops, just rub it over your stomach. If you have menstrual discomfort, right? And doesn't your heart go out to how so many of our are mothers, our sisters, our daughters, on a monthly basis, suffer with menstrual discomfort? Fennel can help, okay? For that, you're just going to rub a drop over your abdomen. And I know people who have tried this and that and this and that, and nothing really works, you know? And fennel is not going to work for everyone, right? Everyone's body is different. And just like medications work differently on people's on different people, right? What might work for one person to lower their blood pressure won't work for another person, right? And essential oils are in that same way. So for some people, it's going to work great for the menstrual cramps. For some people, it's not. We're all different, but it does work great for some. Okay, parasites, put 2 to 4 drops in a capsule. And you can take it that way and call it babies. Oh, doesn't our heart go out to them too? Well, they're just crying and crying and crying, and we don't even, like, we've tried everything. We've fed them, we've diapered them, we've rocked them, and they still cry. Now, I honestly had 9 children, and I didn't really have one that was colicky, but I do know some people who had, and it was such a frustrating experience because they just felt helpless. Fennel essential oil will give you a tool in your pocket that can help, okay? Now, I've told you so many times that you can ingest fennel essential oil. Okay, here is what we need to know. That the only essential oil that I would ever suggest digesting is doTERRA essential oils, and here's the reason why. It's because they third-party test. Like, they're not just doing their tests, and they do. They third-party test, and then they come back, and they test on their own, but they third-party test every single batch of oils On the bottom of every single one of the bottles of doTERRA oil is a batch number. I don't know if you can see it, but it is there. You can go to a site called Source2U, type in your batch number, and you can see every single test that's been done on your batch of oils, and you can see all the results. doTERRA is the most transparent company. They want you to be informed, right? Okay, so again, oh, and can you ingest you can ingest fennel, right? You can. And you can ingest rosemary and lemon that we're going to be talking about later. But you can't ingest every essential oil. Not all of them are made to be ingested. Some are made to just be put on topically or diffused. So how can we tell? How can we know for certain whether we can ingest it? doTERRA makes it super easy for us. They put a supplement fact onto every single bottle that you can ingest, right? So it looks just like the supplement facts on your cereal box. When you see it, you know, hey, I can with confidence ingest this essential oil. Okay, so that's fennel and other things that it can be very good for is blood sugar imbalance, constipation, fertility issues. Mm. So many of us want to have another baby, and there are answers and there is hope. It's great for menopause again because it's a hormone balancer, and it can be good for spasms and for strokes. I would definitely do anytime you're using a essential oil, two things. One, remember how our affirmation for today was listen to your body. You're going to listen to your body on whether you feel good or don't feel good about it using that essential oil. And then you're going to watch, hey, how is my body responding to this essential oil? Is it helping? Is it not? We're going to really watch for that, right? And the other thing that I wanted to say is definitely make sure. So you're listening to your body as you're using essential oil. And then you're also, all of us, we are doing our due diligence. And we are going to places like Source2U, or we're going to books that tell us how to use the essential oils, right, with confidence. Okay, so I think that's everything that I wanted to say about fennel essential oil. The last oil that we're talking about today is lemon essential oil, and we have talked about it so many times in the past because it's just a component of so many of these essential oil blends. But I'm going to go again because we all need to, the more we hear things, the deeper we can ingrain them in our knowledge, and the more we have what we need in us when we need things. So I'm going to definitely be talking about the physical benefits of lemon essential oils. And then I'm going to give you a few new studies on it too. Okay, so it's great to diffuse in a sick room, especially when someone's been sick for a long time. It's antiviral, antifungal, antibacterial, and it can give people a boost of energy. It can give the patient a boost of energy. It can give those who are helping with the patient a boost of energy. It's just gonna, they call lemon liquid sunshine. It's just any citrus oil is gonna be a mood uplifting oil. If we've been sick for a long time, sometimes we need help in getting back into life. So lemon essential oil can help. It supports the respiratory system. It's helpful with those who have asthma, a bronchitis, sore throat, sinusitis. One of my favorite blends for allergies is 2 drops lemon, 2 drops peppermint, and 2 drops lavender. The lemon cleans, the lemon kind of cleans things out of your system that you don't want. The lavender relaxes the immune system. Response, and the peppermint just makes everything work better, and it opens your airways. So that's one of my favorite blends for allergies. If you haven't tried that blend yet, you might want to. We've talked before about how drinking lemon juice in our water, I know lots of us, we go to a restaurant, we love getting like those wedges of lemon and just squeezing it into our water. So bad on our teeth enamel. Like, do the research, study after study is showing it is not good. especially if we're eating right after we're drinking that, it can be really bad. So, but the lemon essential oil is not made from the fruit, which has an acidity in it and it is damaging to our teeth enamel. It is made from the rind, which actually has an alkalizing effect. So it has a kind of the opposite effect. It's very, very good for our bodies. So just take your lemon essential oil. I'm always carrying like some citrus oil, usually lemon, grapefruit, lime, you know, usually those are my three that I love to carry and just pop out when we're at a restaurant so we can put a few drops into that, flavor our water and not have to worry about damaging our teeth. Okay. Lemon essential oil is a great detox to our kidneys and our liver. Again, you know me, totally Chinese medicine. Well, first of all, you need your liver to live, right? But Chinese medicine, that's where we know we store our anger. And if we're cleansing our liver, we are hopefully cleansing out some of those angry and toxic emotions. Okay. So it mixes very well with cypress for varicose veins. It mixes well with ginger for heartburn. It mixes well with fennel for digestion. And we've already said that it mixes well with lemon and peppermint for allergies and hay fever. You can put 1 to 2 drops on a cold compress and put that on your forehead to help bring a fever down. I know that a lot of people who love essential oils bring... How many more minutes do we have?
Half an hour.
Okay. Okay, thank you. So a lot of people who love essential oils love to bring fevers down with peppermint, just putting it down their spine or on the bottoms of their feet. But you can also bring fevers down with lemon, put a few drops on a cold compress, putting that on your head. It's great for corns and warts. Apply 2 drops to a cotton swab and just tape it in place. It helps to toughen your fingernails. Put 2 to 3 drops in 1 ounce of almond oil and massage it into the cuticles and onto the nails daily or regularly. It helps to soften scar tissue. So you can put 2 to 3 drops in 1 ounce of carrier essential oil like coconut, I would do, and massage that onto the scar regularly. And there's over 100 studies in aromaticscience.com on lemon. So here are some of the studies that I found. It can help, a study from 2005 says that it can help relieve constipation in the elderly. A study from 2017, I loved this study. It actually studied lemon and lavender essential oil on people that were conscious and unconscious. And what they found is you don't have to be conscious for aromatherapy to work. And when they were diffusing lemon, what it did is it increased the rate of respiration, it increased the heart rate, and it increased the diastolic blood pressure. And when they were diffusing lavender, it decreased the respiration rate. So now you know, if you want to increase things, lemon kind of a waker up. And if you want to relax, lavender, and again, it doesn't matter if you're conscious or unconscious, it has the same effect. Crazy. I love it. Again, that was from a 2017 study from the Journal of Cancer Research and Clinical Oncology. Okay, and then I know, thank you for holding. Caleb is going to be running off right after I finish taping this. It basically, from 2014, an Iranian Red Crescent Medical Journal found that diffusing lemon essential oil significantly decreased nausea and vomiting during pregnancy in a double-blind study. And a study from 2018, Prevention, Nutrition, and Food Science Journal, basically found that lemon essential oil had beneficial effects on hypercholesterolemia and significantly lowered cholesterol, okay? And then lemon essential oil has been found to help with Candida. That's from 2014 study. And that is my studies on lemon. Let me just tell you a few other benefits of lemon essential oil. It is great to pick up your energy. As we see, you don't even have to be conscious for it really to energize you, right? Diffuse it. Put it in your water. Drink it. It's one of those essential oils that you can drink. Only doTERRA, right? It's great for detoxing, right? We just talked about how it's so great for your liver. It's great for a sore throat. Put a few drops in a spoonful of honey. Put it in your water. I would do warm water. It's going to tastes so good. It's going to be great. It's such a folk remedy for ancient folk remedy. Putting 1 to 3 drops in your water can increase your alkalinity, which helps your body better. And you could put it in a household cleanser. My favorite thing is being 3 drops of lemon essential oil with 3 drops of garden oil into a spray bottle of water about that big. It's cleans so good and it kills the germs. Do your own research on all the studies that have been done on En Garde essential oil. And it's great to put in your cooking. Gracious. Like, put it in your smoothies. It's going to brighten them. Put it in your pancake mix. Oh, brings it to a whole new level. Put it in salad dressings. It's going to make it taste so fresh. It's antibacterial, antiseptic, antiviral, it's an astringent, and it's a stimulant. You don't even have to be conscious for it to be a stimulant. And it's so good too, though, with anxiety. I had a study, I don't know where it is, on how it helps to alleviate anxiety, and it's great for cold sores, for colds, concentration, constipation, depression. Anyway, it can be, it's very good for kidney stones and good to protect against parasites. Okay, so I think that I have run out of time, but I've read of things today too. So many good things. We've only scraped the surface. We've only scraped the surface on how these essential oils can help us physically and mentally. Again, the diffuser blend we are diffusing this week is 2 drops of rosemary, which is the oil of knowledge and transition, 2 drops of fennel, which is the oil of responsibility, and 2 drops of lemon, which is the oil of focus. Our song for this week is Shower the People You Love with Love. Our affirmation for this week is I am listening to my body and what is best for me, and maybe trying some essential oils to improve some of the physical and mental things we're struggling with is good. Maybe that's a direction we all, maybe we want to try it, right? Why not try it? Okay, the affirmation for this week is I'm excited about new veggies. Hope you're going to the grocery store or using what you bought, right? Use them before they go bad, because veggies actually do go bad, right? Which just shows all of us that they are amazing foods, right? Because they have that life still in them. Anyway, this is Susanna Williams with Essential Oils Health Matters, Living the Wholesome Life, telling you and me that I know that we all have it in our power to make it a great day. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining our podcast. We love and appreciate you. If you've heard some ideas that will add value to your life, be sure to share this podcast with your friends, and be sure to subscribe or follow this podcast so you don't miss an episode. And lastly, leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you.